You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Good to have you with us. Time now to talk politics, and joining me is Newstalk ZB political editor Jason Walls. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So the Prime Minister sort of swung the axe this week with two of his ministers, which you know, if you take a look at the way other politicians and leaders have led, I suppose, it looks quite brutal and ruthless, but that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, he did it a lot quicker than other leaders. I mean, John Key is one that we often find ourselves comparing Chris Luxon to, and it took him a number of years to actually swing the axe on any ministers, and Chris Luxon did it within 130, 40, 50 days or so. So it is quite brutal looking from the outside in. However, he seems to understand the number one rule of politics is that if something's becoming a distraction, you have to deal with it pretty quickly, and it's clear that both Penny Simmons and Melissa Lee were becoming a bit of a distraction when it comes to their respective portfolios. I mean, I have a little bit more sympathy for Melissa Lee on this one. I mean, the problem with this issue, right, is it's not the government's role to fix the media. They don't need to come in the last minute and save the day with a big package of money. It was basically, they're a bit hamstring on what they can do or what they should do. There is a digital communications bill that we don't really know much about that will eventually go before Cabinet. But the problem with Melissa Lee, it was just her bedside manner in all the job losses that was a bit off on this one. And I think that became quite a distraction. And eventually the Prime Minister was forced to act.
No, I tend to agree. And I also think that we're losing a little bit of patience. If somebody has been in opposition for 6 years and that has been your portfolio to look after, obviously, I understand when you're in opposition, you don't have the same resources and access to information, but you'd expect that minister would have been, that member of parliament would have been out within the community talking to those in that, within, you know, people within that portfolio, having a really good understanding of where that industry is at and what it needs to move forward. And it just felt like, and I, you know, regardless of what political party you're from, it'd be great if you walked into your portfolio with just giving us a little bit more confidence that you had your head around it, I suppose.
And I suppose that's been a lot of the criticisms for both of those ministers, because they're still ministers. They just now sit outside cabinet. And I mean, specifically in terms of the media one, I mean, the point that Chris Luxon made when he was swinging the axe and demoting her from cabinet was that it's a complex area and they need a more senior minister involved and overseeing that. And then Paul Goldsmith got onto the radio and basically said every single thing that Melissa Lee had been saying. So it's a tough industry and it's a tough portfolio to actually get your head around. And I think when we get this bill that comes out before cabinet, or if it is a bill or if it is a cabinet initiative, it'd be interesting to see what they actually come up with here.
Jason, MPs are back from recess this week. What are you expecting?
Yeah, well, I'm expecting the Labour Party to have a little bit more fire in its belly over this one. I mean, we would expect to see after basically two very quick ministerial axings that they would be coming out in full force on Question Time on Tuesday and asking some pretty serious questions. We do know that the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins, has questioned why David Seymour and Shane Jones haven't been sacked from their respective positions after they basically came out and questioned if we even need the Waitangi Tribunal anymore, which is something like, as a minister, you're not supposed to be doing. So, I mean, the answer to that question is quite obvious. The Prime Minister is not going to sack an ACT Party minister because it could risk a snap election, and it would almost guarantee it if he sacked a New Zealand First one. But it's something that the opposition continue to put the boot into the government over and continue to try and drive opposition between the three governing parties. And I'd expect to see more of that this week.
Thank you so much, Jason. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.